Governor Hochul, this is one of the largest earthquakes on the East Coast to occur in the last century. So, I immediately directed my emergency management team, the second we received word of this, to start doing damage assessments, any life in danger and finding out whether there's any bridges or tunnels that are compromised. Hochul, at this point, heading into an hour and a half after the effects, we've not identified any life-threatening situations, but we are certainly asking our local law enforcement and emergency services teams to be on guard for that as well. But again, we are going to be reviewing all potentially vulnerable infrastructure sites throughout the state of New York that is critically important in the aftermath of an event like this. Earlier today, Governor Kathy Hochul updated New Yorkers on the response to the 4.8 magnitude earthquake felt throughout New York. A rushed transcript of the governor's remarks is available below. Good morning. Approximately 1 hour ago, millions of New Yorkers felt the effects of a 4.8 magnitude earthquake, the epicenter of which was in central New Jersey. That is about 45 miles west of Manhattan. We actually felt it here in the capital in Albany. People felt it on Long Island and all over the state of New York and indeed the East Coast. We're taking this extremely seriously and here's why: there is always the possibility of aftershocks, and I'll get to that in a moment, but we have not felt the magnitude of an earthquake of this level since about 2011. Actually, I was in Washington, D.C. at the time, and my apartment when I was in Congress was severely damaged. We felt those effects all the way up to Buffalo, New York. These are wide-scale possibilities. This is one of the largest earthquakes on the East Coast to occur in the last century. So, I immediately directed my emergency management team, the second we received word of this, to start doing damage assessments, any life in danger and finding out whether there's any bridges or tunnels that are compromised. And so that was the first reaction. You will be hearing from the team that has been working on that. I also immediately spoke to Governor Phil Murphy to offer any assistance and to find out what is happening in his state, which again was the epicenter. Our teams have been in constant communication with the mayor of New York. We also spoke to the MTA to ensure the integrity, the structural integrity, of the subway system, the Port Authority. And I want to announce that right now, JFK and Newark airports are on full ground stops to assess any potential for after effects. And we've been in contact with the utility companies to make sure that the gas and electric services continue. I will report that Amtrak and MTA are on full schedule. No disruption there at this time. Been in communication with the White House. They reached out to us, the Deputy of Homeland Security Advisor, who's actually with President Biden right now surveying the damage in Baltimore, called us, and I believe they felt the effects even in Baltimore. It's been a very unsettling day, to say the least. But the White House offered any assistance. Senator Schumer reached out, offered any assistance. Right now it's most important that we have our structural teams out there, our engineering teams, surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe. Assessing all state roads, Commissioner Dominguez is taking lead on that, making sure our state roads are safe. Major transmission lines and dams, because you don't always see the effects of a small crack that actually could develop into a real major problem. And we're also encouraging all the municipalities throughout the state of New York to assess for any structural integrity concerns. At this point, heading into an hour and a half after the effects, we've not identified any life-threatening situations, but we are certainly asking our local law enforcement and emergency services teams to be on guard for that as well. But again, We are going to be reviewing all potentially vulnerable infrastructure sites throughout the state of New York that is critically important in the aftermath of an event like this. Now, again, I have a few safety tips because New Yorkers are not accustomed to having earthquakes in our state. And everyone should continue to take this seriously. If there is an aftershock, people are encouraged to drop and to cover and to hold on. Drop to the floor, cover your neck, and hold on to something that is sturdy. Take caution near any damaged buildings. Again, we don't have reports of damaged buildings at this time. It is very early in the assessment process, but if there is an after effect, please stay away from buildings, especially our high rises. If you hear shifting or any noises, unusual noises, leave your home. Go outside. You are safer there than in a building that could be crumbling around you. Inspect your home for damage. Check walls, floors, doors, windows, staircases, and if you see any damage at all, you may need to relocate while the event is going on. Again, check your own gas lines and water lines to make sure that your family is safe. So, stay connected and informed. I will say this, especially with all the national news about what happened in Taiwan with that deadly earthquake just this past week, I think there's a high level of anxiety around earthquakes. The magnitude, which Catherine Garcia and Commissioner Bray will explain, that was a 7.4 magnitude in Taiwan. Again, we are 4.8, and they'll explain the difference. But that's why we're going to continue to take this very seriously and make sure that we continue to update all New Yorkers. Catherine Garcia, our head of state operations, you'll hear from first, and then Commissioner Jackie Bray, head of Homeland Security.